Today is Friday, October 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, it's another Friday, and this weekend is not going to be super busy, or at least I hope it's not. Well, I mean, it'll be busy for Mark, and I may tag along. But because I know I told you guys he wants to go shopping and I do need to take a photo of him. So I'm going to have to set up the photography gear and all of that kind of stuff. I'm not a photographer, as you guys know. But I do, like, he wants me to take a picture because I took my own. Anyway, I want a white background, and so when I did mine, I set up the projector screen because it's really white, but I wasn't happy with the whiteness of the projector screen because of the light that I was shining on. It was kind of a bluish, and the white balance was weird when I took my photo, so I had to edit it in Photoshop. So I don't know if I'm going to try to set up the lighting better for his shoot, you know, and get the white balance correct, or if I'm just going to edit it in Photoshop. I'm not really sure. But anyway, so I've got to do that. But other than that, I'm just going to be kind of hanging out with him and whatever he's doing. We're getting our COVID. I said Corona and I was like, that feels weird to say that. Our COVID booster tonight. So we're actually leaving right after I record, and so I'm probably not even going to edit it because I sat on the chair because I'm super tired right now. I had a lot of meetings today, and they really zapped me. Meetings really zapped me, and so I was sitting in the chair just scrolling through Twitter. I was like, I got to record, but I'm so tired. So anyway, we're going to go do the COVID booster because he wants to have his before he goes to the Philippines, and I procrastinate. If I have to do something on my own, I will not. It is very difficult for me to motivate myself to do things. And so, he is my motivation. He's doing his. And so I said, hey, would you schedule mine as well? But I'm not too happy about it because I don't like shots. I really hate shots, in fact. They're painful. They're scary. And with these vaccines, like, they've been hitting me pretty hard. So the next day I feel bad. My arm is sore. So now my arm's going to be sore for the next 2 days. But it's very important to do it. I'm going to do it. And, you know, I'm not complaining. I really hate shots. I wish there was a way that they could give you these things. I think they were working on like an up the nose thing or a nasal spray or something. I don't know. There's got to be a better way to get medicine in your body than sticking a needle in, you know. It's horrible. So anyway, we're doing that. And so last night, going back to last night, we walked, and it was funny. We were walking. We think the mayor of our town, we have a little tiny small town in the park that we go to, is next to air quotes City Hall, but it's like City Hall, the water company or the water department, the police office, the fire station. It's like all right there in the same building. And it's like this. Anyway, it's metal, but that makes it sound smaller than it is. It's not like one of those, you know, metal buildings you buy and construct in your backyard, you know, to house lawn equipment or something. It's a large metal building that has multiple parts. You know, there's the mayor's office area, there's the police department area, and actually the fire department is a separate building, but they're all right there together, and the park is there. So we went for the walk, and we at the park, and Mark says, I think that's the mayor. We don't know for sure, but there was a group of ladies. Our mayor is a woman. And there were a group of ladies gathered around this lady, and they were walking around the park planning something. I don't know what they were planning, But every time we would reach them on the loop, because they were using the walking path to do their little tour around, I don't know if they're planning landscaping or there's some event going to happen. And so they're planning, like, there's always things going on in our park. We had a bocce ball tournament one weekend. We had an antique car show and a antique motorcycle show. It's where the farmer's market is every Saturday during the summer. Like, everything is at our park. So I don't know what we didn't ask them, but every time we would loop around, this lady would say, okay, we're going to time you. We'll let you know how you do. And we walk around. She's like, good job. How many laps is that? And so anyway, they were nice, but we didn't actually talk to the mayor, air quotes, who Mark thought, we didn't confirm it. Like I said, so we did our walk and I was struggling again. I was like, oh, I don't want to cook. But I did cook. We came home. We did not get fast food. And I cooked tacos. So I had ground turkey and I had some taco seasoning mix, the McCormick taco seasoning mix. It's just easier than measuring out cumin and whatever else you would put in tacos, chili powder, whatever. I don't know. It's just the McCormick stuff is super simple. It's just a spice blend. And so did that. I did add a little bit of crushed tomatoes to it, which it doesn't call for that, but I just wanted a little bit more tomato-y, liquidy sort of, I didn't want it to be dry because the turkey meat is super dry. And so I wanted to add something to it to give it a little bit more moisture. And I had corn tortillas because I don't like flour tortillas. I do not like them. I really only like corn tortillas. So I had corn tortillas. I shredded some lettuce. I had sour cream and guacamole and salsa. And then I had corn chips and I made a little rice with the... I did this thing where I took a package Uncle Ben's microwave 90 second rice. Then I took some of the taco meat and mixed it with the rice to make a seasoned, you know, meaty Mexican flavored rice. So I did that. And then I made a cheese dip. I had a can of cheese dip, which doesn't taste very good. I was just trying it. We were hungry one day when we were at the grocery store. So I bought it. It was on the border, but it's that fake cheesy dip flavor. But there's this cheese dip at Chewy's that I really like where they take, it's queso, where they take the cheese, they melt it. There's whatever is in the cheese dip. And then they put guacamole, sour cream, pico de gallo in the middle. And then they put meat in the cheese dip and they basically pour that around it. It's meat and everything is all mixed together. And you can dip your chips in and have cheese and guacamole and meat and so I did all that to doctor it up. I added a lot of salsa to it to kind of get rid of the canned cheese flavor. And it actually wasn't too bad. So we had that and that was our dinner. And we watched this Dahmer. We're watching this Dahmer show and it is super dark. It's normally I like true crime. First of all, I did not know that he was gay or that he liked men. I didn't know that all of his victims were men. I didn't know any of that. All I knew because I was pretty young in 1991, I think it was, when he was convicted. And, you know, my parents would have hidden all the homosexual stuff from me. All I knew was that he ate people and they found body parts in his refrigerator and he was put in jail. And then a few years later, he died in jail. That's all I knew. So we're watching that, but it is super dark. Kind of hard to watch. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.